Okay, good evening. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Yud Aleph, and tonight we are learning Se'if Gimel and Dalet and Hey and Vav and Zayin. So we're up to Se'if Gimel, which is on the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and we're going to be, today's Amud, I guess, is page 230. So take a look, Se'if Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Misha Omer, She'im Nasan Alameis Echon Mikelim, Shehu Lavush, Chashuv Kenosin Kikarotinok. That we said that the way you're allowed to move a mace is by putting a Kikarotinok on the mace or on the mita that he's on, and then moving the whole thing. But if you you put one of his items of clothing, one of the kalim that he's wearing, that's the same thing as putting kikorotinok. Meaning the point is that there should be a non-muksa item with him. His clothing is a non-muksa item, says the Mishnah Berurah of Kantas Vav. Shu lavish haynu shaya mace lavish bo mitchila, meaning something the mace was wearing originally. V'lkoshkeim nosnav shar kalim shemlachtel lehetter. And certainly any other kli shemlachtel lehetter that you decide to put on the mace would be just as good as a kikorotinok. It doesn't have to be a baby, it doesn't have to be a loaf of bread. It could be anything, any kli that is heter. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalid, Yesh Misha Omer Shelo Tzrichu Kikorotinok Al Lemeis Orom Avul Mehubuk Suso Ein Tzarich Kikorotinok. And to that end, if a mace is wearing any clothing, you shouldn't need a kikorotinok because the clothing is not mukta. So you already have a non mukta item together with the mace. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tazayin B'Ksuso B'Sif Zehosif. What we're adding in this sif is Tavilum Mace Lovish. Even if he's right now wearing it, it's not just something he was wearing that you're adding on to the mita. He's still wearing his clothing. He died in his clothing. Gamkein mahani kamo kikor v'tinok. That works like a kikor v'tinok. Ubeis Yosef hikshal zeh. The Beis Yosef asks, "Zaviksus batel gabei." Well, wait a second. Why is his clothing considered to be a separate entity? Shouldn't that just be batel to him? And shouldn't you need something external to be the dvar heter? Ma'in magen Avram sheyishu tadafka tachrich nein betel naso sheinu asid lepashtan. That no, only tachrichin are batel to the mace because they're going to stay there forever until tchias amesim. But the clothing that he was wearing when he died is going to be removed from him and therefore is not batel to him. However, he says if you take a peek in the biralach, you'll see that I take issues with this answer as to why the clothing are not batel to him. Says the Shulchan Aruch now sif hey. Meaning up until now we've been talking about a case where you want to move the mace either because the mace is going to decompose and start to smell or whatever, or because it's very unpleasant for you to have the mace around. Now we're talking about a case, says the Shulchan Aruch, where you need the space that the mace is occupying. So mutal tazlo minatzad, then you're allowed to do what's called tutal minatzad, da'inu shahovcha mitel mita, which means to flip him from one mita to another, kivin del tzoruch davra mutarhu, because tutal minatzad is mutar when it's for the sake of the davra mutar. Additionally, Shulchan Aruch says, this whole letter of kikorotinok only works for a mace, avalo b'shar dvar mas. It doesn't work for other types of muktzah. When you have rocks or sawdust or whatever, you're not allowed to just be metaltel ali de kikarotinok. This is a special dispensation for a mace. Says the Mishbur Davra Mutarhu, Ratzalam Shen Kabnasu Batutul Bishvila Mace Gufa, Shu also betiltul, El Bishvila Makoma, Davra Shu Munachlav, Shu Mutar Batiltul. That your intention in moving the mace is not for the sake of the mace, it's for the sake of the space that he's occupying, which is a davar amuter. Where the Shulchan Aruch writes over there that you're allowed to be metaltel klisham lachtel iser in order to protect it, utilizing a kikorotinok. And the Mishnah Berurah over there said that a lot of Rishonim disagree, and a lot of Achronim say against the Shulchan Aruch over there. But b'makom hefsin meruba, we can rely on this on this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that even to be metalta l'klisha melachta l'iser, you're allowed to protect it, you're allowed to use a kikar o tinok. Says the Shulchan Aruch, so meaning essentially what we're saying is, what the Mishnah Berurah is alluding to over here is, that even though we said kikar o tinok is only about dead bodies, it's not necessarily agreed upon that it's only about dead bodies. If you have a klisha melachta l'iser, which you're typically not allowed to move, mechama l'tzel, you're not allowed to move for its own protection, could be that you're allowed to use a kikar o tinok to move it, for its own protection. Sivvav, mesa mutal b'chama. If you have a mesa that's out in the sun, ve'in l'makom l'taltalo, and you have nowhere to move it to, oshala ratzal azizim umkomo, or you aren't interested in moving it from where it is, ba'in shnei b'nadim yoshim shnei tzadav. So you do the following trick. Have two people sit down right next to it. Chamla milamatu, when it gets a little hot from below, zeh maybe mitasov yoshavala, vizeh mitasov yoshavala, each of them brings a chair. Chamla milamailu, when the sun is baking down too heavily on them, zeh maybe machzela suparis al gabav, zeh machzela suparis al gabav, they each bring a mat to shade them from on top. And then, zeh zokev mitasov v'nishmat v'alichlo, this one stands up the chair that he's sitting on and lets the mat rest on it, and he walks away. Vizeh zokev mitasov v'nishmat v'alichlo, and this one stands up the chair that he was sitting on and lets the mat rest on the other end of the mat rest on that chair, and he walks away. So now the mace is covered in a nice tent, protecting it from the sun. Because you have the two ends of the machzelas that are supported by the two chairs that are hovering over the mace, protecting the mace from the sun. So you pull off such a trick. That way you didn't bring the machzelas for the sake of the mace, you brought the machzelas for yourself, but it turns out to be a perfectly good shade for the mace. Sivkat nyotes, zeh mevi mitasu kedei lahafsik beinam lekarka. The mita is because they were sitting on the hot sand, and it was too hot for them to sit on the sand, so they brought a mita to elevate them, so they're not affected by the heat of the ground. Vein lahakshos, and do not ask. Kivan delibasov zokei mitasu masira acharkach ukedei lekamei. Since anyway they're going to abandon that chair, v'nish haraka machzelas prus al hameis, and anyway the machzelas is just going to be shading the mace. Why don't they just bring the machzelas right away? And then they'll leave, and it will be there protecting the mace. No, because that's too obvious and too recognizable that you're doing all this for the sake of the mace. And you're not allowed to make it all awry purely for the sake of a mace. But the way we have it set up in Shulchan Aruch is that they're doing it for their own sake, for their own shade. Because after all, when the sand was too hot, they brought a mita. And that way they can justify that they brought the umbrella also, the shade, also for their own purposes. Zogev mitasu v'nishmat, ratzalomer shazogva umasira, what it's actually saying is not that the machzelis is supported on the mita, but that they lift up the mita and then they remove the mita, and then the machzelis lands to protect the mace. These machzelos, it's not going to be like a sheet that just covers the mace, because it's a little bit harder, so it's more like an oel hovering over the mace. But the Magen Avraham says if you're afraid that the mace is going to start to decompose and you need to leave, so then you're allowed to just put the machzel directly on the mace, but not as an oel, but more like a sheet covering the mace himself. Finally, Siv Zayin. You're allowed to anoint the mace, meaning put some oil on him and to rinse his body and to pull out the pillows from underneath him, so that he doesn't begin to smell. But you're not allowed to move any limb of his body. And if his mouth kept on falling open, you could tie it up in a way where it won't fall open any further. But you're not allowed to close that which is already open in his mouth, because that would constitute moving an aver of the body. And that's why you don't even close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. So a guy dies with his eyes open and his mouth half open. You got to leave his mouth half open. You can make it that his mouth won't open any further. And you got to leave his eyes open as well. You're not allowed to touch any of the limbs to move them in any which way. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Kan Chafal, Vlasu Chameis Uladicho, to anoint the mace and rinse him. Sicho hu b'shemen v'adacha b'mayim. Sichos with oil, hadachas with water. V'ayinu b'mayim kar, means with cold water. V'atamikol z'sheitir z'el lab b'chal tiltul and the gi'a b'yalma kivin shein mezes bo'ever. Why are you allowed to do that? After all, aren't you moving the mace? And the answer is no, you're not moving the mace, you're touching the mace. And one of the number one rules of Muktzah is that there is no Isser to touch Muktzah. There's an Isser to move mukta. So if you're touching the mace without moving him, it's fine. And then you can pull the cushions out from under the mace. Mitachtov, avalasu lishmuta mace me'al gabe akar. But you're not allowed to flip the mace off of the cushion, do tiltal mamish, because that's actually moving the mace. Volum nogin lagbia oso me'al akarim ali de kikar af makam she'ein lachu she'yasriach v'yeshlim chus biyadam. He says, I've seen that people lift the mace off of where he is using a kikar, the kikar otinok trick, even when he's not going to otherwise smell. And he says, it's really wrong. We should object to such behavior. Rak lishmot akar mitachtav mutter. The only thing you're allowed to do is pull out the cushions from underneath him. In some places I know that when someone dies on Shabbos, they close his eyes and they straighten his limbs, just like they would during the week. And they justify that practice by saying, oh, but the Zayar says that it's a sakana not to. The after davarze in l'shorish al piyadin, this has no basis in halacha. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to do any of these things. And all the Rishonim assume, like it says in the Mishnah, but if the minhag has become that way, you can't really object to it because it is based on the Zohar. So even though it's against the halacha, but because it's based on the Zohar, they're wrong, but you shouldn't object to that which they do based on the Zohar. In Simon Chafei, in Hilchas Tefillin, I think it is, the Mishnah Brura writes that whenever the Kabbalah is against the halacha, we follow the halacha. So he's saying over here also, you follow the halacha, but if someone does follow the Kabbalah, you can't object to it. But says the Chafetz Chaim, you know, I know a little Zohar also, and the Zohar does not say anything about straightening the limbs. The sakana that the Zohar talks about is about closing the eyes. So there's no excuse whatsoever to straighten out the limbs. The Eli Rabbi says, look, if you have a situation where the way the body is contorted is going to be a big bizayin to the mace, and you need to straighten a limb for that reason, to save the bizayin of the mace, you could put a kikar on that limb and then press down on that kikar, and that way the limb will be straightened out. Shalo yasriach al yidei choma karim uksasos, that you don't want the mace to decompose from the heat of the cushions that are underneath it, and that's why you pull them off. Umutal lezaliv chometz al gabei begadim shel mace, you can sprinkle some vinegar on the clothing of the mace, b'shul shalo yasriach l'motzo Shabbos, to preserve the body a little bit till Motzoi Shabbos, v'yuchlu l'sasik b'tar rasu, so that you could do a proper tara after Shabbos. Shalom yaziz, and we said, but you do have to be careful not to move any aver of the mace. V'im haya mace meluchlach betit v'tzoa atshemos b'nei rov. If the mace is filthy, he's full of mud or something gross, mutal tatal ayde kikar v'tinok al rachsim mayim b'yado. Then you can move him using kikar v'tinok in order to wash him. V'lo ayde mapa mishum schita, but you shouldn't use a washcloth because that's going to be schita. Avo b'lav achi asu b'kal zeh, but if the mace is otherwise clean, you're not allowed to do any of this stuff. V'afilu al yide enu yehudi asur, and you shouldn't even ask a guy to do any of these things. So what we learned today in Sifim Gimel and Dalet, we said that Kikar Tinok is Lav Dafka. You could even use the clothing of the mace, any other kelim. In Sifhei, we said that if you need the space that the mace is taking up, you're allowed to do Tiltul Minatzad, flipping him from one bed to the other. And then we had also mentioned that Kikar Tinok is a special heter that we only find for a mace, although the Mishnah Berurah alluded to the fact that we might utilize that heter by a Klisha Malach Lul Isser Mechamel Itzel as well. And then in Sif Vav, we said that there's a trick if the mace is out in the sun to set up a situation where there's going to be an ohel over the mace by getting chairs and then getting a machzelas and then, you know, ultimately having the machzelas over the mace. And then in Siv Zayin we said that you could even put oil and water on the mace as long as you don't move his body. You could even prevent his mouth from opening any further, but you should not close his eyes or straighten out his limbs, although those who are noeg al pi the Zohar to close his eyes, it's hard to argue on people that are noeg al pi the Zohar, so you can't make a macha'a, even though it may not be the most appropriate thing to do. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Sif Ches. It's going to be from a remote location tomorrow, not same time, same place. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp.